From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We've got more on the financial trouble for the NAACP, plus sampling, the art of hip-hop musicology. But first, since it's Friday, we're going to kick things off with some entertainment headlines. We start in Hollywood, where news broke late yesterday that ABC's powerhouse show Grey's Anatomy will be losing a limb next season. Isaiah Washington, who plays African-American Dr. Preston Burke, got the call from execs that his contract would not be renewed. While Washington's ouster is no doubt a disappointment for many fans, it's not exactly a surprise. He's put his foot in his mouth several times in the last year, including a very public spat with fellow cast members. In January, he used an anti-gay slur backstage at the Golden Globes, but Washington has since tried to make amends, sitting down with gay rights advocates and even recording a public service announcement. Clearly, that wasn't enough. After Washington heard he'd been handed his walking papers, he issued a statement using words from the movie Network, quote, "I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore." Clearly, ABC felt the same way. And what does Paris Hilton have to do with racial justice? Well, the celebutante is making headlines for her early release from an L.A. jail. She'd served just 3 days of a 45-day sentence for driving drunk and violating her probation. Then the L.A. Sheriff's Department okayed her release because of an unspecified medical problem. Now the Reverend Al Sharpton has come out swinging. He's accusing the Sheriff's Department of a double standard. He put out a statement yesterday saying, quote, "This early release gives all of the appearances of economic and racial favoritism that is constantly cited by poor people and people of color," end quote. And Sharpton isn't the only one up in arms. L.A. City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo is moving swiftly to try to reverse Hilton's release. And the judge who sentenced her has a hearing today seeking answers.